Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I had the privilege of serving as the guest speaker at LifePoint Delaware this past Sunday. So this past Sunday, we continued our series looking at Ecclesiastes and life under the sun. And what we saw Solomon experimenting with, he did this pleasure test, so to speak. And what it reminded us of is that it can be tempting to live like pleasure can satisfy your soul. And so Solomon, he did all kinds of things, right? He acquired singers and dancers. He had a lot of concubines, and we know from other passages, a whole lot of wives as well. He built himself gardens and did incredible, successful things. And he just pursued pleasure, how he could please his body through substances. And you won't be surprised to hear that what Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 is that ultimately he found that those things could not satisfy his soul. And so Ecclesiastes is really unique in the Bible because it's written really from the perspective of a skeptic, someone who is seeking and searching, but not necessarily focusing his writing, at least, on Christ. And so we have to pause and ask ourselves, okay, well, If pleasure, if success, if possessions aren't things that can satisfy my soul, then should I say, like Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, that I hate my life and everything is vain and chasing after the wind and there's really nothing at all to be gained? And so what am I left to do? Or is there another option? And you flip forward a few pages in the Bible, and what you see is, yes, there is another better option, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is uniquely qualified to satisfy and to save my soul. Jesus says in the Gospels that he has come so that we might have life and have it abundantly. He says in another place in the Gospels that if anyone wants to find their lives, then the pathway is not doing whatever we want and like kind of accumulating pleasure and success and achievement and all the things that might seem like good first looks for us. But he says, if you want to find your life, what you're actually going to need to do is to lay down your life. If you try to cling to your life, you're going to lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, then you're going to find it. Jesus tells us that if anyone wants to follow me, then they need to deny themselves and pick up their cross daily and follow me. And Jesus promises us that we can find ultimate satisfaction and rest in him alone. St. Augustine has a famous quote that more or less says that our hearts are restless until we find our rest in God because our hearts were designed for him. And so I want to encourage you to take this moment and reflect on, in what way have you been pursuing satisfaction and joy? Because like Solomon shows us in Ecclesiastes 2, it can be really normal and natural to pursue that satisfaction through things like pleasure or possessions or achievement. And Jesus Christ invites us to a better way. Jesus Christ laid down his life so that he could save our souls, but more than that, so that he could also give our souls the satisfaction that we were designed to enjoy in him.